Beneath the skin, piercing cold steel like that of medical instruments strapped to the bed unconscious. It's for your own good to prolong the suffering that's called life that we deem worthy of not letting go. The joy of being feeble and old and sick, yeah, let's all have that experience. At least here where we live until we want to live no more. Beneath the skin, the red and white is usually good, and black is usually bad. And there's some gray matter at hand, so use it if you can. Beneath the skin. Beneath the skin, you puncture my heart, where memories are painful and they wake me often, and then they turn to headaches, and then I self-medicate without control, and then I spit poison like an endangered species of least concern, decomposing alive in a bear den, rotting away in this joke of a country, blushing in a nationalist orgy, where the most aggressive specimens sodomize the rest. 120 days, 120 years until we want to live no more. Beneath the skin. Beneath the skin, where nanobots work subtle wonders implanting advertising schemes, while we willingly succumb to surveillance by using face recognition apps and seemingly harmless software. Secrets secreting glands, inflammations, skin changes, oncologies overwhelmed by misunderstood death requests. But then science creates Lazaruses, and maybe some of them just wanted to die in peace, away from spouses and children and people who drive them to an early grave. Realistic simulation assists in recruitment because killing takes some persuasion. It only comes natural to some. The rest are too squeamish and they wish to do no harm. So we must play our youth's predatory instincts and present combat as fun and suffering as an honorable duty, when in most cases there is really no need and they only fight for someone's financial interests. Until they get shot to shreds by bullet and shrapnel and debris, sometimes even poison or disease. Beneath the skin, piercing cold steel like that of medical instruments, strapped to the bed unconscious, it's for your own good to prolong the suffering that's called life that we deem worthy of not letting go. The joy of being feeble and old and sick, yeah, let's all have that experience. Beneath the skin, where the red and white usually mean good and black is usually bad, and there's some gray matter at hand, so use it if you can. Beneath the skin, you puncture my heart, where memories are painful and they wake me often, and then they turn to headaches, and then I self-medicate without control. Spit poison like an endangered species of least concern. decomposing alive in a bear den, rotting away in this joke of a country, blushing in a nationalist orgy, where the most aggressive specimens sodomize the rest for 100 days, preferably 120 years until we want to live no more. Beneath the skin, where nanobots work subtle wonders, implanting advertising schemes, while we willingly succumb to surveillance by using face recognition apps and seemingly harmless software. Secret secreting glands, information skid changes, oncology's overwhelmed by misunderstood death requests, but then science creates Lazaruses, and maybe some of them just wanted to die in peace away from spouses and children and people who drive them to an early grave. Beneath the skin, a photorealistic simulation assists in recruitment because killing takes some persuasion, it only comes natural to some, the rest are too squeamish and they wish to do no harm. So we must play our youth's predatorial instincts and present combat as fun and suffering as an honorable duty, when in most cases there's really no need. They fight for someone's financial interests until they get shot, bullet and shrapnel and debris, sometimes even poison or disease beneath the skin.